L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-V. 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 L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-V.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM. Coming from the east side.
On 91.1, and it's called the Little Triv Show. What they're doing is, I could just imagine, busting my balls constantly, probably. But I don't mind.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.
Oh, yes.
When we found
I love that. My favorite thing about Christmas music is that you can find a new version every year of the same old songs you love. And this is one of my favorites. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. And I just really enjoyed listening to Christmas music. I'm sorry. I could not have picked a more timely song to play today. We're wrapping up Halloween. What's the next holiday? Christmas. So Christmas is what I'm all about right now, and I just love all these new versions of old tunes that I've loved all my life. And he's singing about running over his grandma. It makes me wonder, did grandma die? And when the reindeer ran him over, why did the reindeer do that? Was it terrorism? Was it Islamic extremist terrorism? Or was it just an accident? Or is it going to be a whole other gun control thing? Like, oh, it happens every couple weeks. We get a whole new death. Is it going to be another gun control thing, this reindeer? It's not real, but well, hold on, Little Triv. I just want to say, I'm wondering why the reindeer did that. Anyway, hello, little Triv, Diesel, sorry. This is Landon Lamigan. You're listening to the Good Night Show with Little Triv. How are you, Diesel?
Diesel.
Sorry. How are you tonight, Diesel?
Lamigan, we know why you're playing this song.
Because Halloween's over and it's time to move on to the next big holiday, Christmas. Yeah.
Well, I'm not stupid, Lamigan. I know the next holiday after Halloween is Christmas, but you're playing this song because of the terrorist attack that happened yesterday about the people getting run over by a truck.
That sounds like a truck, not reindeer. And were any of them grandmas?
So it has nothing to do with the reason why you're playing this song?
Of course not, Diesel, but I do want to talk
about
that.
That's a relief, actually.
I'm glad you said something. That was very bold of you, because I am unhinged tonight. But I do want to say something about that little attack last night. How many people?
The last count said 4.
I think it was more than that. Can you pull up Fox? Beep, beep. Beep, how do you say that? Beep, beep. Beep, beep. What's that site with the Bannon?
Breitbart.
Oh, I thought it was Breitbart. Okay, I thought that's what you always said. I think I always called it beep, beep. So, pull up Drudge, pull up something. How many?
8.
8. Okay, that's a little bit more than 4, Diesel.
I'm in Uzbekistan, and over the past few years, there has been an alarming and disproportionate number of Uzbek nationals that have engaged in acts of terrorism all over.
We reading Dr. Seuss? What are you talking about? Uzbek?
Uzbek.
That sounds like Dr. Seuss.
This sounds like comedy, Lamigan.
It's comedy. It's sort of like a black comedy, like a dark comedy where there's death involved, but it's funny. So let me say something about this attack. So 8 dead. And where was it?
Downtown New York.
Downtown Wow. Well,
downtown New York State.
And the sad thing is, it's not the first time. But I will say this. I'm sorry to the families who's listening, but I will say this. The problem isn't the terrorism. The problem isn't ISIS. The problem, Diesel, is that there are... Ouch. The problem, Diesel, is that these young little men, particular from Uzbek, cannot control... They cannot control their anger, and they don't know how to release their mad anger out into the world.
Less people smoke, more people eat healthy.
They don't have any control over what they do with their bodies. When I'm mad, do I go kill? No. I don't kill Diesel. Let's make that clear.
Have you gone soft with old age?
No, I was just about to tell you a pretty brutal story. And also, we got to get to what trick-or-treating was like last night later. Anyway,
you went trick-or-treating? Just...
Well, I did a little bit of both. I handed out treats and tricks, and I asked for some also. So anyway, I wanted to tell you this, Diesel. When I'm angry, I don't kill people. I hurt people. Okay?
Torture,
sadistic, whatever that stuff means.
Lamagat, your name, when you would say your name on the air, people on the listeners would instantly associate it with torture, waterboarding. And it had all these sort of... Your name would just call to... Why is that? That your name would just call to mind all these horrible things?
My name, Landon Lamagan?
Yes. Is it because of stories you told us?
Because, Diesel... My voice and my demeanor is sweet as candy. But in my heart and the things I do is cold as ice. It'll cut right into your heart. The things I do, little Diesel, are terrible, terrible, dark, dark, evil things.
Lamagat, just to not to interrupt you, but could you explain to the audience why you've been calling me Diesel?
Well, we've explained the last 2 weeks, so if you haven't listened to those episodes, please subscribe on iTunes or Podbean. Podbean. Little Triv.
LittleTrivShow.podbean.com. We should change it.
We should change it to Diesel.podbean.com.
Should we keep waiting to call it Diesel?
We should keep waiting and see how long this lasts. So, anyway, we're also on Twitter. Send us a Twitch. It's Lamagan and then Little... No, it's a good night show, so that one's good. We can keep that. Good night show, and night is spelled the correct way, N-I-T-E. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about what I do when I'm angry so that I don't go... So the reason why I haven't gone off and had a mass murderer outburst, which you know very well that I'm quite capable of, the reason I haven't is because I can release my anger in a non-deadly way. Do you know what I do, Diesel? Do you know what I do?
In anger?
In anger? What I do...
I've floated.
Have I ever told you about what I do when I go grocery shopping?
No.
With the shopping carts?
No.
It's not unlike what happened in New York. In Paris, wherever else they're running people over, these terrorists. It's not unlike that. So they take it too far. If you're mad, hurt people, don't kill people. So what I do is I go grocery shopping, make sure I get all my groceries, my apples, my Wheaties, throw them in the cart. And I haven't done this in a long, long time because I haven't been eating. Throw them in the cart. Go to the lady. Check them out. Put them in the bags. They show these tote bags now that you could put all your groceries in, and you have to reuse them and remember to bring them. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I never bring the extra bags.
I always say, give me extra blue bags.
I do paper and plastic and double the paper because I always tell the cashier sometimes the milk could break through. It's never happened in my life, but can you imagine if the milk would break through?
I know, it would just get white milk everywhere.
And before I ever set down my groceries, I'd make sure I tell the cashier, please don't put the eggs at the bottom of the milk.
And she always does it. And you go home with broken eggs.
They never have lambigan because I always tell them ahead of time.
Okay, well, what I wanted to say
is, but I always go home and there's broken eggs.
It's because you drive too fast and you slam on your brakes. So what I wanted...
I have one of those motor wheelchair parts.
From your trench foot? You got a heavy trench foot.
It's gout lambigan, but yes, I do have
heavy feet. Flat feet, right?
I have trench foot, bone spurs, and also gout.
Well, you have those heavy, flat gout feet that can't switch between gas and brakes, right? You just gotta hope that you're pressing the right button.
Yeah, and I'm always going very fast down the street. So I don't take a car, but somehow my eggs are always broken, even though I tell the cashier where not to put the eggs underneath the milk. But I think I put the eggs in first when I load my cart and I put the milk on top of the eggs myself.
I think you probably do that. So what I don't like, today I went to the grocery shopping and I just needed a gallon of milk.
Just to get the milk, but milk is...
You go through it so fast. I go through a gallon every day. It's ridiculous.
Every day you go through a gallon. I'm just one guy.
Diesel, instead of saying ridiculous, can I say redonkulous?
I don't say either, lambigan. I say comical or unbelievable.
Then maybe I'll just try those. Okay.
No. You can say your other thing. Don't say my words, lambigan.
So it's redonkulous how much milk I go through. So I had to go and get a gallon today, and the lady says, do you want your milk in a bag? Why, when I said, yes? She was so stupid.
She sounds so old.
I said, can I talk to a manager really quick? So she said, I am the manager. I'm like, okay, then it's okay to tell you this. You are really stupid. How old are you? Do they still give you people jobs? You need to go to an old folks home and get your ears checked.
Lambie, did you want to talk about a scam? When I go up to a cashier, I always look for the youngest cashier, and then I go up to him and I pay for my groceries with usually a low bill. Usually I give them lower than what I'm supposed to give them.
Yeah, you gotta quick change them. That's a good way to get more money than you give them.
And then I say, I actually gave you a $50 bill, but really I gave them a $10 bill. And you have the look on their face. You want to talk about scared and sad.
You gotta look right in their eyes and tell them I gave you a 50.
I gave them a 50, and I have made so much money this way.
I like it. I like that because it's perfectly legal.
It's not criminal behavior.
It's just tricking people. It's kind of funny. But anyway, so I told this manager, when it's the manager, you can say whatever you want, and it just hurts their feelings, and it makes them feel like, okay, so they feel like, okay, so I worked my whole life to be in charge of the grocery store, and now I am getting belittled by this customer, and it makes them just feel awful, and they go home dragging their feet, and they sit in the couch, and just don't even turn the TV on, just stare into their reflection, and then go to bed, fall asleep, and wake up the next day, do it all again. And I just might be there because I go through milk quite fast. So anyway, I want to talk
about... Do you refrigerate your milk?
No, because I just go through
me
it.
Neither.
I go through it so fast. I just
By the end of the day, it's a little... It's cool. It's still cool.
I like it cool. So I wanted to say what I was originally going to say about the grocery store. instead of killing people, I hurt people. And what I do is I take all my groceries, pay for them, maybe do some short change in, get some extra bills, and then I take them out to my car and I go back in with the empty shopping cart. What do you think I do with that cart running down the aisles?
I think you probably ran into the other customers.
Bingo. I knock them down like bowling pins. I just ram them all down. And let's be honest, have you ever heard of somebody dying from being hit by a shopping cart?
No.
It's all good
fun. Did you
think
the guy yesterday, the Uzbin, what did they say he was?
They said he was Uzbek.
The Uzbek yesterday that killed all the people. Do you think he would have probably been better off if you did what you did with the shopping carts?
Yes, and you know what I would say is I wish I would have met him moments before that happened, and I could have told him.
You could have talked him into just using a shopping cart.
I could have taught him to use that anger, and yeah, he could do the same thing. He could get eight, he could do all that stuff, but the thing with the note and saying it was ISIS, it's like, all right, just, you're mad. We know you're mad. Just go to the grocery store, do what I do, knock some people down.
It makes you wonder what country our direction is headed in, Lambigan.
And when I go back to my car after knocking them down, I do a little giddy, like, hop skip on my way to the car.
Heel click.
A little bit like that, and I'm just chuckling to myself.
Have donkey legs.
I have little donkey legs. I'm very bow-legged. And I just giddy up over to my car. I'm so happy.
The way your legs are set up, your knees kind of clap together as you walk anyways.
They touch, yes, and they slap together because I'm chubby. So on my way to my car, and if I hear the sirens already coming, then I know that I did good. And I just start laughing, and I get into my car, I drive home, and I have never been caught. Never. No one's a fool.
Well, it's not really a crime, Lambigan.
It's not. And I go to the same, and I'm always ready to go back to that same grocery store with the same customers, same workers, and I never get caught.
Well, because it could easily just be an accident, right, Lambigan?
Well, that's what I say. If they ever asked me, I would just say, if I did that, I'm sorry. And I just say it like it's a big question, like they're so stupid. It really works, Diesel, and I highly suggest you try it. And any young man listening right now who feels like murder is in your future, hurt, don't kill.
Well, what I do when I'm in the grocery store, I told you I have one of those speedy carts. I don't know what they're called, but
you sit on them. Those you could.
The ones that you're on your ass.
You could probably kill with those, and you should be careful.
The one with you when you're on your ass. They go 25 miles an hour at full speed, but sometimes I get so bored in the grocery store, but I'm just trying to find all the stuff, but it's an aisle 10 or it's an aisle 2. And sometimes I'll just close my eyes and just see where the cart will take me if I can just go full speed. And so far I haven't hurt anybody yet, but I have knocked so many items off the shelf.
Just keep it fixed on the items, because if you hit somebody, they could be a goner.
Well, did you hear what I said, Lambigan? I close my eyes and just hope that my cart takes me where I want to go.
So it has nothing to do with anger. It's just foolishness.
Bored. It's bored. And I don't know what the aisle 9 is for. You know how they have a cute little name for every aisle?
The bread aisle. One, two, three.
They do have a Chinese aisle.
It's for
that's
all
gotta
the
be racist. Why isn't a liberal saying that that's racist, Lambigan?
I think that's a very good point, Diesel.
Why isn't there a Democrat?
Why aren't the Democrats all crying and peeing their pants over the fact that there's a Chinese aisle?
Where's the white people aisle?
There's not a Jamaican aisle. Yeah, where's the white people aisle? That's what I want to
know. Why isn't there a White History Month?
We really got to get into that, but let's save that for Black History Month.
Yeah, we'll get into that once Black History Month happens, because it just doesn't make any sense to me.
So, I'm glad that... I think that you need to stop being so foolish on the carts. On the ride carts.
Why? No one hurt. No one caught.
Because if you kill somebody, it'll be you on the front page of the paper saying ISIS did it. And you hate ISIS.
That actually is probably... I do hate ISIS.
And you're gonna be that. You're gonna be one of them.
The number's 216-368-2208. We're talking about the grocery store and that whole terror attack yesterday. What? Where is this world coming to? Does anybody know? Do you know if you do? The number's 216-368-2208. We're gonna take a commercial break, Lamigan.
Okay, well, just one thing really quick. It's these days you can't do anything bad without ISIS saying that they did it. So just be careful, people.
Okay, Lamigan, this song is very topical.
Topical.
Eastern world. Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't.
We have a Twitter account. The Twitter handle is a good night show, and night is spelled N-I-T-E. The Good Night Show with Little Triv. Even though Little Triv currently identifies as Diesel, he is widely known on the internet as Little Triv. Subscribe to the Little Triv podcast on iTunes for weekly blast of red meat chatter.
Diesel.
The Good Night Show with Diesel.
I don't like when you do that to me.
Which?
I don't want to say it on the air, but I think you need to stop before things get very agitated around here.
Well, do the listeners need to know?
No. Do you feel the air getting warmer? It's because I'm angry with you for what you had done to me during the break. Let's move on, please. Didn't you have something you wanted to say about somebody being a laughing stock?
Oh, yeah. I think that, and this is kind of to steal a term from Donald J. Trump, I think that the judicial system is a laughing stock, Lanigan.
It's a laugh, like just something that you look at and laugh at?
Well, yeah. Donald J. Trump said earlier, and first of all, this should have been our What the Trump segment.
Oh, I forgot about What the Trump. So, yeah, this is... Oh, let's introduce it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new segment called What the Trump? And this is where we talk about the... We go back and forth and say what we each think is the craziest thing Trump did this week. And Diesel has his picked out, and his is laughingstock. All right, go ahead, Diesel.
I thought it was very cool that Trump said exactly what I would say, and he said that the country is a laughingstock. And I thought it was interesting because he didn't say what the laughing stock was for, or of, or in. Because normally, say, because I'm the laughing stock of radio, Lanigan. No one calls, no one listens.
It's pretty comical.
But Trump just said that the country is a laughing stock, so that's comical, and I'm glad he said it, because I would have said the same thing.
And I think that you're on the right track, but I have a different What the Trump. And I want to get the wording right, so let me go to his Twitch. Okay, so here's what he said on his Twitch. He said two things that I'm going to pick two, and I know that's really wrong, but I'm picking two.
That's greedy, Lamigan.
I know, but the more Trump, the better. Okay, so let's see here.
This country is better off with more Trump. Less government, more Trump. Unless Trump is running the government, which he is and did which he does. So, more government and Trump. More Trump and less power of the people and more Trump. Because the people, unless you the electoral is actually interesting, the more electoral and more government if it's Trump and less people and less public and more private. Not that I like being private, even though I do live alone. More privatize.
So you want to hear what he said?
Yeah, Lamb.
So there
is. This is the What the Trump segment.
Yeah, there was a big bombshell report on Monday that Manafort and Tom Hanks, and some guy with his name's George, and I don't want to say his name on the air, but let's just say it's got his last name has the word poop in it, so he has a weird last name. But they all three got arrested for doing dealings with Russia, and Trump said, sorry, but this is years ago. Before Paul Manafort is part of the Trump campaign, but why aren't Crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus? And he wrote 6 question marks. And I think he's right. Why aren't they? And sorry, this is years ago. This is years ago. Isn't it?
And that's What the Trump.
Oh, man, this is years ago. Okay, so...
It is years ago. Lamagan, do you have any more segments? Because we told you, we, our listeners who have been listening are well aware we are trying to steer away from Sean Hannity-style show to more of a Jimmy Fallon fun-loving show.
We had a pretty good Jimmy Fallon monologue today about killing.
Yeah, we opened up about the terrorism.
So I want to. I just do want to do a quick one little fact shout out, if you'll excuse me.
Facts.
Fact. Let's call this segment.
Because I was gonna say, can you dig out the fax machine? Because first of all, our fax machine has some kind of organ. It kind of looks like a you know what, and you can actually pull the faxes out of.
Okay. So I wasn't saying facts. I was saying facts.
Okay, well, you do that, then we'll get you the fax machine, because it does have a you-know-what.
It's got a V-A-G. You know. Yep. Everybody knows, so it's got it. Our fax machine's got a V. It's got a V. He's got the V word. So I want to say that... How do I start here? So the CIA has been spilling secrets. It's our big top secret organization. And today... They told the public on Twitch, we got Obama's journal. They said, we got Obama's journal. Let me see if I can get this said exactly right. They said, today we released nearly, are you listening, Diesel? Today we released nearly 470,000 files recovered in 2011 raid on Obama's compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. They found Obama's journal.
Obama left his journal in Pakistan?
That's what I said.
I guess there's no other way to read that.
That's what I said. And it's... I don't know why this isn't headline news.
I know why.
I know why, too, and I'm sure our listeners do, too.
I know all of our listeners are nodding right now. I just love thinking about all of our 300 listeners just nodding their heads saying yes.
Okay, listen, in the journal...
Lamagan, think about all of our listeners sitting at their homes just nodding.
Well, they're sitting at their kitchen tables nodding their head yes. So in the journal, I'll read this. This is from The Guardian, big newspaper. In the journal, Obama briefly... In the journal, Barack Obama briefly describes visiting the home of William Shakespeare. Listen, but he says he was not impressed by society and culture. I'm abridging this a little bit, cutting out some words. I got the impression that they were a loose people, and my age didn't allow me to form a complete picture of life there, he wrote. We went every Sunday.
I read The Guardian. It is a British newspaper.
Mean robot?
So that was a robot. He's skipping ahead. Okay, we'll get to the mean robot segment.
So this is Obama writing in his journal. We went every Sunday to visit Shakespeare's house. I was not impressed.
Who says this? Trump?
No, Obama is saying this about Shakespeare's house in his journal. It sounds like it doesn't have to do with anything, but it's just his journal, and it just got uncovered today, so there's just cool stuff in here, so I'll just keep reading here.
I'm trying to think of ways that I can put that down, that Obama didn't like Shakespeare House, but I don't think I would like it if I went there.
But it's very old and historical.
If you want to take that stance.
What if you went there every Sunday? Maybe that's why.
I guess that is pretty rotten of him to just tear down Shakespeare's house in his essay.
Okay, so the journal, Obama's journal.
He's so collegiate.
Yeah, he thinks he's something else. Obama's journal appears to be partially written by his son, Khalid, who was also killed in the Navy SEAL raid. And sometimes...
Obama's son?
Obama's son, who was also killed in the Navy SEAL raid. And sometimes takes the form, this is crazy, of a question and answer session between father and son. The journal entries are at times apocalyptic, describing the two men's dreams and visions, including a scenario in which Muslim countries unite after the revolutions and peace is established with the West, a prelude to the end times in some branches of Islamic theology. At other times, Obama appears more practical, discussing recommendations for messaging in the aftermath of the revolutions. Anyway, they found some funny stuff. They found porn, so you got Obama's porn. You're not allowed to look at it because it's illegal.
It's probably just drawings.
They also have Cars, the movie Cars. He was watching that.
Landon, I can't take it anymore. You are reading that diary wrong. It is Osama's diary. Not Obama bin Barack Hussein Osama Obama.
Bin Barack? Is that the robot?
Yeah, I guess we're going right into Mean Robot. This is a...
He said something important.
I would love to rename the segment, too.
What do you want to call it?
Just not Mean Robot. I don't know. This is just one of those Jimmy Fallon things that we're being forced to try to put into the show and make it more fun.
How about Robot Rampage? Rampage?
Not Robot. Maybe the computer.
Racist Robot?
Racist Computer.
Yeah, I like Racist Computer.
I like Rampage. Just Rampage.
I can't believe that Obama's son and him wrote a journal together. That's so stupid. I can't believe it. And we got all of it now. We just got Obama's journal. And I think it's really interesting that you found something in common with him, Diesel. That you guys would both not like Shakespeare's house.
You're not cute. You think your eyes are cute. So big and black your eyes are. Looks like staring into a black hole with a small brain. Lights on no one's home.
Okay, well, you're nothing more than a voice who says digital crap for attention. And guess what, buddy? I'm not giving you the attention that you're trying to get out of me. Nothing you can say can hurt my feelings. My eyes are just genetic in the way I'm born. They aren't cute. They aren't cute like a bunny's black eyes. I can tell you that. They are quite frightening. But I don't deserve the way that you talk to me.
Say anything you want, but I'm a digital masterpiece. I have a skeleton of wire. I can choke you with my DG drive. I have a motherboard that could kick your ass in front of your lovely mother. Who is ugly? Is your mother alive? What a hilarious thought about your mother that I had.
She's long since passed away. Do I strike you as the kind of guy who's got a nice mom? No, she wasn't pretty. You're right.
Wait, wait, wait. Are you the guy whose father killed another father in the hill at Vietnam Hill?
Yes, this seems to come up quite often. My father is guilty of friendly fire. What of it?
I can't talk anymore. This segment is over. I'm too smart and I'm trying to perform problem-solving tasks.
Diesel, the computer trapped me. I'm trapped inside the motherboard. Diesel, help! Oh, crap, we gotta shut down the show. We'll see everybody next week.